Hello everybody, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and in this episode, we're going to talk about conquering FOPA. What the hell is FOPA? FOPA is the fear of other people's approval. So everybody has some degree of FOPA. We've become so accustomed to fitting society's mold that we've stopped thinking and acting for ourselves. But I argue that to truly be different, and to truly make a difference, and to truly be happy, you've got to figure out a way to eliminate most of your FOPA. Once you do, you'll be more comfortable taking on new challenges that may result in changing the status quo. So let me share some strategies I've developed to conquer FOPA. But first, here are some more reasons why you need to conquer FOPA. One, to maximize your potential. Instead of conforming to society's expectations, you can take risks and try new things that you might never have done when you had lower self-esteem. One example of how FOPA negatively affected someone is a male classmate who loved to dance. He would dance in the hallways. He would dance in the gym. He would always be dancing, and he was good. He was great. But because his peers made fun of him, he stopped. What a shame to never maximize your true potential because you cared so much about what other people thought. Two, to develop the confidence to stand on your own. Extreme sufferers of FOPA are unable to stand up for themselves. They're meek and they're timid. And as a result, they tend to join cliques or be part of mobs to survive. You see it online all the time, these Twitter mobs. You know, they sometimes even use their mob to bully other people to make themselves feel better, right? Because if they can't improve on their own, their mantra is, hey, let's make someone else feel worse so we can feel better. And that's terrible. I think that's tremendously unproductive. But if you're always trying to find shelter in numbers, you'll never develop the confidence to be anything special. And finally, the ultimate reason why to conquer FOPA is to feel happier. When you aren't afraid of what other people think, you experience the freedom to do as you wish. Having freedom is one of the most important components of happiness. With confidence and happiness comes kindness. Really, only unhappy people hate on other people. Only unhappy people want to make other people feel bad so they can make themselves feel better. So, what's the best way to conquer FOPA? Well, I think one of the best ways is to come up with a personal mantra and live it every single day. For example, my personal mantra that guides me through everything from sports to business to fatherhood is, never fail due to a lack of effort because effort requires no skill. Feel free to adopt this mantra as well. With this personal mantra, I push myself to train as hard as possible on the tennis court in order to battle at the USTA 5.0 level. This is a treacherous level where only 1%, less than 1% of tennis players are at. I've lost the majority of my matches over the past 4 years, but at least I've been willing to show up and battle. So many of my friends quit tennis once they got bumped up to 5-0 or were never available during matches because they were afraid of losing. But I say this, folks, the losses stung less over time because I knew I'd done my best to stay in shape and work on my weaknesses. If my opponent beat me, I shook his hand and honored his victory. Then I'd ask myself, what are the things I can work on and get better? And then I went to work and I practiced. My personal mantra has helped me keep on writing on Financial Samurai 3 times a week, every week on average for the past 10 years. Every time I don't want to write, I remind myself of my personal mantra to keep on going no matter what. And it's the same thing with the podcast. Even though the production is not that good, I just have to keep on going because I made a promise to do at least 50 podcasts every single year. 3 hours of sleep because my boy was crying, keep on writing. Got back late from a long high school tennis match, an hour's drive away, keep on writing. Receive a mention from a major media publication that boosts my self-esteem and boosts traffic that allows me to do nothing for the rest of the week, keep on writing. It's extremely easy to slack off if you don't have a boss, and this is why having a place to go to, having, you know, work to go to is really, really preferable for many people. It's easy to slack off if you don't really have to worry too much about money either. This easy path towards laziness is one of my biggest fears as a father. taking life for granted is why I've come up with that post, a real estate stealth wealth solution, and I'm considering moving to a less diverse part of the country like Virginia, where I grew up, to reduce the chances that my boy turns into one of my unmotivated neighbors who still lives at home with his parents at almost 30 years old. You should also find derivative sayings and add them to your personal mantra as well. For example, when I feel like quitting, I tell myself, why give up when you can keep on going? There's another strategy that I use about FOPA and conquering FOPA. Because if you think about it, only truly the people who love you will spend time giving you constructive feedback on how to improve. Take their criticism to heart. In fact, ask for even more criticism every chance you have. Only people who are jealous of you keep criticizing you because they're too afraid to try themselves. The only way to make themselves feel better is to try to keep you down. They suffered the most from FOPA. And too bad, they are also the main reason why so many other people suffer from FOPA as well. They make us feel bad. But let me tell you one last way. You must experience repeated failure and pain to strengthen your resolve and conquer FOPA. For example, the reason why I'm not afraid to get in any physical altercation is that I've been in plenty of physical fights before. I loved fighting back against bullies in school, even if that meant getting suspended like I did a couple times. Blood on my lips tasted so good. In middle school and high school, I took the blows and I kept fighting back against my oppressors because I knew I could get some hit in. I knew I could fight back. Eventually, they stopped because they no longer wanted to get pounded into submission. I didn't care if they were much bigger than me. I knew I could make them feel the regret of messing with me. And once you know what pain feels like, you gradually lose your fear of standing up for yourself offline or online. You start caring less about what other people think. And it's the same way with money. Once you've known what it feels like to lose 30, 40, 50, 60%, 100% of your money, you're better able to withstand future financial hits. Because you know your world didn't fall apart. Well, maybe it did for a little bit, but you picked yourself back up. You also became more aware of your true risk tolerance during this time. Learning martial arts, self-defense skills to break your opponent during the next altercation is akin to improving your financial acumen. The more financially educated you are, the more confidence you will have to manage your money through any part of the economic cycle. The stronger your self-defense skills are, the higher you'll hold your head up high in a dark alley. So come up with your own personal mantra. Build wealth to give yourself options. Learn how to fight back with your mind and your body. Fail repeatedly so you realize nothing is as scary as you had imagined. If you do these things, you will eradicate your fear of other people's approval and eventually succeed in your goals. Thanks so much for listening. And I'm curious to hear, what is your personal mantra you tell yourself to keep FOPA at bay? Why do we seek other people's approval? And what is holding you back from doing something different with your life?